Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Gonna be starting a spin-off podcast called Hang Time and Hangovers. But for now, it's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I am your host, Don Denham. Hanging out, hanging over, hanging time, hanging loose with my buddy, Ruben Tomas, my bro host, my Mavs fan for life. How are you today, sir?
Not hungover. I had a beer for the first time in like 2 weeks, though.
Good for you. Nice. Well, I did too. I just had a lot more probably. I'm rallying. I want to be out there for our map, you know. The MFFL fans out there are just so, which is Mavs fans for life fans. Now I think about it, you know, they just really want us to talk Moses Brown, but you know, what we got to do more than anything is we got to introduce our Sultan of Troll, Mr. Squish 41, Mr. Redacted. How are you?
I am also not hungover. He said like an evil genius with lightning crack. Look at the background. Thunder. Lightning doesn't make sound. Get fucked. I had my first beer yesterday.
Oh, you did? Ever? Oh, where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Ever.
Ever. Okay, where'd you go?
The pub in McKinney.
Ooh, I like the pub McKinney. I probably...
To raise some moolah.
Oh, nice.
Jonathan Turks.
Oh, wonderful. That's really kind.
Saw some good folks, and
there's a great chance that one of the bartenders might have gone to high school with me.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a lot of good folks that work at the pub.
That's cool. Yeah, I hadn't been there since once upon a time. Recorded a video of you.
That's right.
Playing a song in the downtown McKinney Square, or whatever that is. That's pretty cool.
For the folks of you, for the folks that don't know, basically, if you've ever gone to one small Texas town square, you've gone to all of them, but I love all of them. They're all so good. It's just like courthouse in the middle, followed by a bunch of, you know, mom and pop shops. It's awesome.
What's great about the McKinney one is it's also a madhouse. Like there's not enough square for the people, so they've just got parking lots everywhere within walking distance.
Yeah,
it's a pretty hopping spot. It's cool. Yeah,
you can walk to the parking lot from there. That's pretty good. Awesome. So hey, we have some Mavs news to report on. We have traded away Jay Rich, and we got ourselves a Moses.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sweet 7'2" horse. Oh, God.
I'm enjoying the gaggle of lanky people we just seem to keep accumulating. This is fun. I am alarmed at how skinny he is, but I am excited about how energetic and how much that man loves to rebound. So I'm excited to see him.
I will say that we had like 4 people ask us about him.
Sure.
So I just want to shout out IJJ, Birdapp Josh, the goat of Mavs Twitter. Patrick Engineer,
right,
and AV Leon 88 all asked us about a little about Moses. For instance, like, you know, Josh asked, you know, he asked something about, like, is Moses gonna average 20 rebounds per game or 30 rebounds per game this season?
Probably 30.
Also, back to the skinny thing, let's define skinny here, Don. He does weigh 245 pounds. I guess it's distributed quite well over his 7'2" tarantula frame.
I'm sure he has like a 0.5% body fat, bro. Like,
that is God. Insane.
He's an absolute unit. And instantly, with respect to Boban, who's the most skilled center we have, but he's instantly the best center we have.
Yeah, like true center, yes.
Like, for real. It's not close.
Yeah.
I can get down with that. I will also say I was astounded at how many, like, hype YouTube videos are like, and all of them are like the next future star. there's a lot of mixtapes of this guy. I'm excited to have him. It's cool.
There's a big contingency on like draft Twitter that like sing this dude's praises. So you know, but draft Twitter is kind of weird. Draft Twitter is an area I do not go to. So I'm just like I've seen like people like under like the announcement stuff like that, be like, oh shit, like he's gonna be like better than fucking Shaq, and I'm like, okay, like let's fucking do it.
He does. I mean, general has a better chance of defending. Yeah, I think there's a better chance that Moses Malone works for Shaq than it comes. Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. But I don't know. Also, draft comp Twitter is a very funny. I don't know. I like what the Ringer does. They say shades of, which I appreciate, rather than just going direct player comp.
I say that we start our own subsection of draft comp Twitter, where you compare prospects to like things that aren't other players, like comparable to a full grown moose. Moses Brown.
Not unlike a wizard that you would find in a Lord of the Rings lore.
So yeah, I'm really
excited. Shoots like Deadpool.
I'm really excited for Moses Brown. Assuming we keep him, because I don't know, man. Like that could have been a move to like move. You know, I don't know, because we have.
I firmly believe we're keeping him
as of this recording at this very moment at 5:15 in the afternoon. We have like five centers.
And I'm serious, unless there's a team giving us something really cool because they like him as a prospect, I feel like of the centers, he's not the one we're going to try to move.
Good, well, because I already love him.
We picked up WCS's option too. Yep. I mean, which makes sense, you know, to get a rotation guy for $5 million that's, you know, familiar, you know, seems to be a good chemistry guy. Like, I don't hate it.
I feel like he's on the block.
Yeah,
I feel like we need some money to put into a trade.
Yeah, out of the guys who are left, I think it's got to be WCS and it's got to be Dwight.
You think
as the two guys are like kind of out? So
I see. I would love to see a sign in trade with THJ, to be perfectly honest, because I think he's gone. But I would like for us to get something in return for it.
Yeah,
that was something that broke today too, where apparently like he's interested in Detroit. There's some mutual interest there.
Oh man, if we could get Sadiq Bey.
Oh, so yeah, write that wrong. Write that wrong that we had.
But PH yeah. Bey. I'm not making any sense. Let's go to Quesh. Or wait, no. Let's do an ad read.
We can do an ad read. Shit. Okay. As you guys can tell, we're definitely on our A game today.
We're on our A game, guys. Get prepared to be sold the product and or app.
It's like we have someone who's hungover, someone who just had a kid, and someone who's squish.
What the fuck? Give me the ad. I'll show you something crazy.
Give me the ad. Give me the ad. Actually, yeah, squish. Yeah,
heckle me.
Have you done an ad read on here?
You gotta do
no.
an ad read. Oh my God!
No, give it to him.
Give it to me. I'll cold read this shit.
Oh fuck! I can't find
If you it. Haven't heard of this product I'm about to tell you about, you're about to be like, "I want that."
Hopefully, you're not driving a car because you're about to go blind with how great
you're going to have to pull over for a second because you're going to need a moment.
You're about to lose all controls of your bodily functions after hearing this.
You heard it here first. Squish 41 ad read may induce an instant bowel movement. What are we doing here?
I have no idea.
I like this is a pre-ad read too. This is great.
It's the trailer to the ad read.
Shutting this up. Okay, let's see.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to this podcast in 5 minutes.
Summer 2022.
Check the group chat. It's like,
is it group chat? Are you ready for this ad read?
Man, I've never been more used. Anticipated to read.
I just don't think Don's I can about do to this. Throw out. Don's about to throw out. I don't think I can do this. I'm gonna need some help.
What?
On. Someone's hang on.
Sure.
I'll just step aside here. Cool. Yeah.
Alrighty, I got it from here. Hey boys, it's Jerry Jones.
Jerry.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I had heard the horn of Jerry, and I had to come in and do this ad read. I happen to know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about Spotify Green Room, which is a live audio only sports talk platform. Spotify Green Room is a free audio only social media platform for sports fans. I happen to be a big fan of sports because I own a fucking team. Start or join ongoing conversations, watch games together, react to the biggest news, like that time Giannis won the championship. Rumors like, where's Koala Bear Leonard going? He might come to Dallas, I don't know. And games, talk with other sports fans, insiders, athletes, and executives in real time. That means like right away, not by like a carrier pigeon or something weird. Talk to other sports fans. You can join conversations with me, Jerry. Talk about my Texas shape pool. We can talk about what the fuck Dak's going to do this season with a functioning ankle and have a chance to be featured on your own team's podcast. I'll be hosting rooms every week, right? No, I won't. What the fuck? I don't know. Kill me.
What is this? This is like reading a newspaper.
That was so good.
Go on.
Anyways, all you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room app free in the iOS App Store. I think that's like an Apple Snapple thing. Create a profile link to Twitter and join the league group. What's a league group? I don't know. Follow me at Jerry Jones at twitter.com and be notified when my Green Room goes live. We'll be doing a Spotify Green Room on X day at Y time, which means whenever the fuck we plan one. Come and win with your spicy takes. Bring some gumbo and have a good old shitting time. Bye, guys.
Wait, Jerry, I gotta ask. So,
dude, he just teleported.
Did you use a horn?
He's gone.
Okay, I've got questions, Squish. So, do you use the horn to signal him like the bat signal, or does he just announce his presence with the horn when he's outside your door, like a doorbell?
It's a horn I can use like once a week.
Yeah,
it's in a frequency that only Jerry can hear and feel like in his bones.
That sounds like the horn that they play during the apocalypse.
It just kind of shows up.
And only Jerry can hear it.
He got me out of a bad blind date once. It was great.
So, oh shit! Okay.
Well, thank you for calling a phone to friend option for that ad read. I didn't realize that was an option, and that's fantastic.
I didn't either, but you know, I panicked and I just knew I could count on Jerry. Cowboys season hasn't started yet. Oh, I knew he was free.
Okay. Let's get to these fucking questions. Cause holy fuck. Okay.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Squish.
Okay. First question. That we're actually directly answering. Simo Vanderkuge asks, when will Squish reveal his face?
I don't exist. Next.
Nah, he's
no comment.
He's like a Don Cheadle's character in the Space Jam movie.
It's true. Squish is actually just Don Cheadle.
All right, let's see. Next question comes from Joshua. What do you make of Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC?
Stupid.
I'm for it.
Money.
I don't follow.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to college sports enough to really be bothered either way. I know I've got friends that are like, oh, I can't believe this, and then
it's gonna make others Texas that are like, yeah, better. Cool. I mean, they're already that. Like, they are the two teams that just seem to be the only two that really matter. I don't know. It's also like, I mean, at this point, if Texas A&M can be in the SEC, then it makes sense for Oklahoma and Texas to do it. So
that's true.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't really have any.
I don't have a horse in that fist fight. So it's
I don't. Maybe like Amy's.
Wait, let's talk about this hypothetical fist fight of horses.
I guess it'd be hoof boxing in this case.
Hoof boxing. That's a fun. Yeah. Definitely legal.
Hoof boxing will get you down a weird search history. Like,
everybody's gangsta till a horse squares up on his hind legs.
All right. Let's see.
That has to be the new Mavericks logo. It's just a horse ready to box.
A horse in
boxing gloves.
Boxing That's position. It.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Next question comes from the Tall Traveler. How does it feel to be a dad? Fucking trippy, right? Rest whenever y'all can. Take photos and videos of everything because time is a bullet train now. Yeah. I mean, it's been great. Obviously, I took last week off. So obviously, shout out to Tim and Don for, you know, holding it down because my son has been very active on Twitter, actually.
Yeah.
You know, he's constantly just telling me things to tweet. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
What's remarkable is Jay actually broke like that Detroit was going to take Cade Cunningham before Jams. Just not enough people follow him. It kind of went under the radar.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's impressive for a 2 week old.
No, but it's been really awesome being a dad. You know, he's been sleeping pretty well. Eats a lot now. He eats way more than I thought he was going to for such someone who's so small.
He keeps calling me. He needs to stop.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
He's calling Squish.
It's like, do your parents know you can talk? Like, they want to know you said your first word.
He keeps,
and hangs up.
He keeps like liking old posts of mine on Instagram. So I start seeing the notification. I'm like, dude, I know you're we gotta work on his online
social mannerisms. Skills.
Yeah.
Social skills, like, online social skills.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. But yeah, it's been cool. I appreciate all the love everybody's been giving me these past couple weeks about it. Can't wait to get a little older though, because we have a bunch of like Mavs onesies that don't fit him yet because he's too small. So down line though.
Adorable.
I know, I'm so excited, dude. And remember, guys, when I hit 20k followers, I will post a picture of me and him together. Face reveal at 20k for both of us.
Face reveal 20k.
Because he looks exactly like me.
He's got the beard and everything.
Glasses.
Kind of remarkable. Born with glasses.
Born with accessories. Like, you don't hear that these days much at all.
I didn't know that Jordan 1's that small, but true.
Yeah.
Popped out of the womb with them. It's remarkable.
He probably ordered them on Amazon.
Amazon before he came. Goat. StockX.
They're just like tired from the move.
Let's see.
He's like, can't wait to get out of here. Everything's in boxes. I'm just waiting for these guys to pull me out.
How did you get those shoes? Bezos, man.
Bezos.
Can do anything.
Go to space.
Put his back into it.
Let's see. Next question comes from Jonathan. How soon will we trade Powell?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm hoping tonight after this uploads.
Yeah.
I would love it if we went back in time and did it. Like,
you know, not even offer that contract.
It couldn't be soon enough or later enough.
I don't understand. Like, when I think about it, I think of the Rondo trade. And I would have never thought Dwight Powell would still be on this team.
Like, would be the one, yeah.
Like, that's the piece that lasted.
Right. Like, this is where we planted our flag. Oh, God. We developed a guy into being a pretty functioning rotation player, sort of.
And then paid him $11 million a year. Yes.
When I saw Goran Dragic, he opted in for like $19 million. I'm like, God, it's a lot for a old point guard that's lost his steps. But it's like, you know, I just think that's what a starting player makes now is $20 million.
Yeah.
You know, maxes are like what, closer to 40, 50, like.
Yeah. Now, well, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just the tail end of his last big deal, you know.
Right.
He'll enjoy that and then make quite a bit less next contract, I'm sure.
Let's see.
Watching his brother play with Luka.
It is Zoran.
Mm-hmm.
Zoran.
Goran and Zoran.
I wish they had both.
I think Zoran does sound like a Power Rangers villain.
Yes. Like a superhero or something. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't defy Zoran. There is only Zul. Sorry, go ahead.
Next question comes from Mario, and it's actually very topical at the moment. If we don't bring back THJ, which looks to be the writing on the wall, and miss out on Lowry, again, writing on the wall, what's the plan if you were GM?
Dinwiddie. I would throw a bag at Dinwiddie. I think
Dinwiddie's solid. I like that idea.
I think he's a solid enough shooter, but the thing is that he can create offense by himself, and I think he would benefit. I don't think he's played with – well, I guess he's played with – I don't know if he's played with as good of a facilitator as Luka. You know, like I think he's played with, you know, great players like with Harden and with KD, but I think ultimately, like, I think he would he can make his own bucket. Like, he's someone that I could trust, you know, in the last, you know, 10 seconds of a game.
How many games did he get with them, I wonder, before he tore his ACL?
Oh, man, I can't remember. But
I do not remember, no.
He had that great year where he was a duo with D'Angelo Russell.
I loved that Nets team.
It was a fun little team.
Now that it's like the Kyrie KD show, I'm like, I don't care about the.
I was there when Dirk's last game in Brooklyn when that team beat us by like 50 points or some bullshit.
See. Next question. Let's keep going. Let's
was start. That the was that the one where Luka made a half court shot and you said that Luka took that shot from Queens?
Yeah.
Let's see. Next
throwing
question.
Shit up from the Bronx.
There you go.
Jesus. Next question comes from Matt's. Who of the four summer league invites would likely make the cut for the Mavs, if any of them?
Who of the what?
I don't know who the summer league invites are.
Okay, so we have like basically the four guys we undrafted that we signed to contracts for, like, I think for summer league or, you know, two ways.
I did not hear that news, so that's breaking news for me.
So we have EJ Onu. Okay. He's a 6'11" forward / center. He's from Shawnee State, which I think is like they're part of NAIA.
Okay,
not NCAA, you know, stuff like that.
All American Defensive Player of the Year for that.
Yeah,
All American. Blocked a lot of shots.
Yep. We have Eugene Omurui, 6'6", guard / forward from Oregon.
Okay.
That dude seems to have a pretty good motor. We have Carlick Jones, a 6'1", guard from Louisville. Mm-hmm. And then we have Faron Hunt, a 6'8", forward from SMU. Out of all those guys, I think the one, or maybe even two, that would get out, like would make the cut, would probably be Eugene. I think Eugene would, because he's a fucking physical freak.
Really?
he's like 6'6" and has a 7'1" wingspan.
Wow, what a knuckle dragger.
Yeah, bro, he is his highlights are just like just blocks, and he just like destroys people.
Well, Onu too, he's like 7'9" wingspan.
That's what I'm saying. And Onu,
blocked 4.5 shots a game. Also shot 40% from three, and his jumper looks nice. Something that can be someone that can be something.
I think those two guys are the guys of any of the four that we are signing, like for summer league or a possible two way. I think those are the two guys that could probably make the cut down the line. They still seem to be pretty raw from what I've seen, but I mean, guys with that kind of length, I'm like, yes, let's do it. Sure. And don't cut that up and send it out to Twitter, because it sounds really bad out of context. But and also,
you're
like,
just giving me ideas for promos.
And I'll say, like, you know, Carlick Jones, like, cool, you know, but he is 6'1", kind of small. I don't know.
Well, we don't have Carlisle anymore, so we may not have our merry hobbits of point guard that have perpetually been Mavericks.
And then Faron Hunt is interesting just because, like, he's from DeSoto, you know, and obviously went to SMU, so he's a local kid.
I always like when Texas players, any Texas college players, play for the Mavericks. Something I've always liked.
You know, so I mean, you know, he just seems to be like a pretty good forward. So I guess we'll see. But out of those two, I think EJ and Eugene would be the two.
Cool.
To get out. All right, let's see. Next question. Let's see. my good friend at New Orleans Pelicans Reddit asks, how excited are you for the Lowry Zion thick and roll, which is a great, which is like the greatest fucking nickname. I think that's the only reason why to be happy if Lowry went over there.
Like, I think the NBA has to avoid that transaction just because one team can't have that much ass. Like, that is so much ass.
It's a lot of ass, bro.
A single lineup.
It's a lot of fuck. It's a lot of thick. So it's just. In theory, though, that'd be really fun. That'd be a really fun, like, combination. But
that would be fun.
As of this recording, like, it looks like Lowry's going to the fucking Heat. So, you know, fuck everybody. But, let's see. Next question comes from Mavs Global. Okay, there's a couple topics for us to look at. Let me see. One, is there any way we can snag Mitchell Robinson from New York Knicks for Jalen Brunson plus pick? The Knicks sent him. Probably not. I don't see them. Well, maybe. I don't know. It kind of depends on what they do with Julius Randle, really.
I also don't know why we would want Mitchell Robinson if we keep Moses Brown. Right?
I mean, that's true.
I don't know. I would say Mitchell Robinson's, like, you know, he's going to be he's usually an all-team defensive guy or, like, second team or so. Like,
he's out there. He gets votes for sure. Oh, yeah. For those.
Absolutely. And so, like, I think that would be an upgrade. I don't know if that's – I really love what Jalen was doing in the regular season, you know. But, I mean, this postseason was rough on him. And I don't know how much of that was just, like, he just didn't have his wheels. But, like, I don't know if that was just nerves on his end. But
I think much like KP, the matchup was just bad for him.
I can see that.
Undersized guard versus – a five stack of like 6'8" dudes just was not a good matchup for him.
Right.
Let's see. The second question is who can we get with the 10.9 trade exception that we made trading a good friend Jay Rich. He says Harold, Ibaka, Nance. Larry Nance Jr. is the one that one out of those three where I'm like, yes, I would take his ass.
Oh yeah. Now, you know? Nance has always been a name I've had circled for guys that I think the Mavericks could realistically get.
Yeah, I would take Nance in a heartbeat. Yeah. For the using that transaction, and then three, if we get either of those two, do we now trade DP or Dwight Powell or Kleber? I think Dwight might be the all man out.
Yeah,
of all of this,
that would make sense.
Like regardless of like what the moves are, but I think like because again we have like what five centers or five guys who can play center on our roster right now, so. Yeah, I'm sure. I think Dwight would probably be more likely to be moved than Maxey. So even though I think Maxey, you know, his contract is so minuscule compared to others, and he does a role pretty well, he just should not be a starter, really. So
yeah,
I don't know your guys' thoughts.
I like it. I like that. I am in agreement with you. I think Dwight does not seem like the odd man out, and I think that. I don't know. I think Larry Nance would be really fun I think the combination of Larry Nance playing with Luka, having a real like fun transition big wing, you know, because he's kind of a tweener, like he can play the four kind of thing. But like just I would love to see the alley-oop dunks between Luka and Nance. I think that would be just a fun time.
I like it. Let's see. Next question comes from, oh my God, myself. Okay. it comes from Leonida, who I think changed their name because right now, like a lot of Mavs fans are doing making their names seem more Slavic.
Sure.
So, I think her actual name is Leontine. She's really nice. How realistic is it for us to get Goran? So a day ago when you asked this, I thought it'd be pretty, you know, it's pretty apparent. At this point, though, if I were to put a number, it's probably like 25%, maybe. Like,
wonder if that's what? What if?
Yeah.
What if?
Oh no.
This was the THJ sign-in trade. In fuck, the making, I mean, going to the Miami.
Fuck, man. Maybe. I don't know how that shit would work out. I'd have to ask CBA Mavs, who is like the. He's the one I go to all the time when it comes to like CBA stuff because I don't know how any of this shit works.
Sure.
So, because that shit's way too complicated.
I still don't really understand what a sign-in trade does.
No. You got any thoughts, Squish?
No.
No. Okay.
It does. I don't know.
Okay, let's see.
I felt better about Goran yesterday than I do today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's how everybody feels.
Though. If he's being set up as a sign and trade, one thing I did see that I was like, this would be probably the way it would happen for the Mavericks is if he gets bought out.
Mm.
Okay. If Miami indeed is using him as sign and trade to Toronto, he's probably, he could very easily be like, I don't want to play here, and they buy him out.
Yeah.
And he would, I think, immediately just sign with Dallas.
Has there been a European team or a European player that just says, I'm just going to buy out instead? Like, I know that sounds, I just can't remember, because the last people that I remember like being like kind of holdouts were like Andre Iguodala. I don't know. Now I'm trying to think of all the people that were on the buyout markets, and it's normally guys that are just like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's less important than the fact that it's just, you know, he's on his last years.
Yeah, I think at this stage in his career, and I think of the context of how much he loves Miami, he was very adamant, like, this is home, this is where I want to play, this is where I want to compete for a championship. And for them to just sign and trade him for Lowry, I think he would be like, well, you know, at this point, he's going to want to choose where he goes. And I think Luka and Igor being in the same spot is super duper appealing.
Sure.
So unless he goes to the fucking Lakers or something annoying.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's always a possibility too, knowing how this
somehow the Lakers, after trading all of that shit for Anthony Davis, still had enough shit to trade for fucking Russell Westbrook. I'm so tired of them. Like, oh God.
That space is going to be fucked up though. But
the freaky athletes that can't shoot I'm getting from the Lakers so far.
That's it.
Bully ball, dunk fast, run good. Like what?
Let's see. Next question comes from Jose Mata. If we bring Dragic, who would you guys bring in to fill in or fill out the roster? Also, do you guys see Maxi Powell or maybe even Brunson being moved?
Brunson Powell package could get us probably a good rotation player, I would imagine. But
yeah, but I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't want to get rid of Brunson quite yet. I think that, you know, again, going back to the Clippers, you know, series, just a bad matchup for him. Because he is an undersized guard. He's basically an undersized two, which, you know, there's not a lot of those in the league. Sure. But no, like he's a clutch mid-range shot. Like it seems like when he's in the fourth, like I feel a lot more comfortable, like, you know, him closing out games as opposed to starting games.
Right.
So,
to answer the back half of that question of who I would have to fill out the rest of the roster, a guy that's floating around there, I'm pretty sure he's unrestricted, is David Nwaba. Is one of my favorite role guys. He's kind of a journeyman. I don't feel like he's fallen into the right spot, but like, dude's like an all effort guy on defense and just, you know, good lengthy wing. So
yeah,
I like him.
Do you have anyone to add, Squish?
I have no ideas other than get Dwight Powell off of my fucking team.
Yes, that's, you know, it's definitely
I just need Powell off of the roster. Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. I love him, you know.
But get him off the team. I cannot watch this man play meaningful minutes on my basketball team again. It's been like 7 years of this shit. It's enough.
I wonder how much of that was a Carlisle decision too.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Next question comes from Barney. If we do end up with Lowry, how far do we make into the playoffs? Well, probably definitely out of the first round.
Yeah, that's
second round at least.
At least second round. I could probably see us making a run to the Western Conference Finals. You know, that's kind of where I feel like that ceiling would be, which isn't a bad ceiling to be. Just like we have to win a fucking series eventually. Like it has to happen. So.
Well, and just giving Luka marginally better players will be enough for the second round.
Yeah.
Any significant upgrades, then yeah, you could realistically say the conference finals are attainable.
Yeah.
We're already marginally better just by trading for Moses Brown. That's how dire this is.
Yes. That's why I was so hyped.
There's a lot of addition from subtraction with that move as well. Like, that's not having Jay Ridge, you know, screw up his very few minutes he had here by the end of his run.
The amount of times he entered that series and just got a turnover immediately gave me gray hairs.
I just had Kawhi picking his fucking pocket, bro.
Well, like, it's not even that, man. It's
weak, just, like, help side too. Like, you're just not paying attention.
I think he set the record for me of how many times I was like, did a professional basketball player make that play? Like, where it's like he would just dribble and lose the ball in a way that was like, not like, okay, he's going into traffic and like guys are just, you know, swatting at the ball or whatever. It's just he had it in his hands and now it's out of bounds.
He was dribbling around like a 2K random in the park.
Exactly.
But 100%. Also wasn't good at the game. Like it was.
Oh, so he was like a brand.
He was doing too much. Yeah, he's not new. He's just not good.
So he's like me.
He didn't invest his VC correctly.
So he's like me.
Yeah.
He gets all the tattoos.
Got the wrong build. Dribbles too much.
Yeah, the tattoos and the cool shirts.
A game, but has like a C player grade.
An absolute sieve on defense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Next question comes from Punnable. If you had to pick three out of Bay, Hinton, Terry, and Green, who would you keep?
Wait.
So one goes.
One goes out of those three?
Out of those four.
Which ones?
Bay, Hinton, Terry, and Green.
Bay. As much as it hurts me to say it, I think Bay goes.
Out of those three, for sure, I want to keep Terry and Green. Honestly, dude, it could kind of be a toss-up, and I know Panda Hank, you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
I was about to say, I need to lead whatever my answer is, yeah, but apology. Yeah.
Them. Panda Hank, I'm so sorry, but if Hinton had to go, Hinton has to go. Like,
this is number one would be Hinton, because we've got enough short guys. Number two would be Bay, just because I think he's I don't know.
He's
got the frame to be a decent NBA player, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Let's see.
With Terry, you know, you can't teach shooting. And then Josh Green has shown the best, like, potential so far.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to actually see some of these young guys get some run.
Right?
I'm excited.
Now that we have a coach that doesn't just scowl at youth.
Yeah, you know what? I love that Rick Carlisle always looks like you're like interrupting him while he's building his own time machine. Like, just, you're bothering me. Cut it out.
And I mean, you know what? Like, Josh Green being with Australia right now, like, yes, he's not getting any minutes. That's by design from Australia's international, like, their you know, their people. I will say that I think it's good for him to be there, though, just because he's picking up things from Matisse Thybulle. He's like picking up things from Joe Ingles, you know, like
Jingles.
Yeah, these are guys who are going to be like, and these are guys who you can learn from.
Is he learning anything from Andrew Boga? Because that may be a problem.
Andrew Boga is not on the team, so he is retired. Okay. I do think that he should consider when he gets back to like just go and just do summer league.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's only, even like if, because I know, I think, let's say that Australia like makes to the finals, like that game is like on the Friday before summer league starts.
Oh, I see.
You know, but I mean, like, I still feel like he could at least like, I still feel like he could at least come for the, like the second half of summer league, you know,
right,
and just get a few reps in basically and just work on his game there, and kind of, you know, utilize what he's learned in Australia. But anyway, sorry, I was going on a tangent because I've seen people get really mad about that. It's like, that's just the way Australia is. Like, Josh Green knew that when he signed up to join Australia. It's more like, it's more just like a good faith thing, you know, like if you do it now, he gets more playtime later on, you know, once he's an actual vet and like has played professionally a little bit more. Cause again, like his rookie year was not very productive for him. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, let's see. Next question comes from, Klukow. What realistic moves do you think we are going to make? We are going to be making this free agency.
Signing Kawhi Leonard and Chris Paul on veteran minimums. Sounds
exactly pretty easy.
Yeah, I think they're just going to, like, you know, we've made enough money. It's time to really give back to the community we love, Dallas, Texas. And, you know, Mark's a really cool guy. We'd love to work for him. And, you know, Jason Kidd, you know, we all love those, you know, Jason Kidd 5 jerseys. So we're going to work with them. I think that's the move.
No, but really, I think going after guys like Rashawn Holmes, Doug McDermott, again, there's like these guys that are not superstars, but like that can alleviate certain things that we're lacking in. Like, that has to happen, even if it's like not a sexy name. Like, Doug McDermott is not a sexy name, you know, but he does enough where like he can be a positive on this team. So and he's shown that too, because he played here for like 2 months. Okay, let's see. Next question comes from Drew. When I go back up to school in Denton, what are some of the best food spots?
I went
to UNT, so I will say LAS Burger was cool. That place was really cool. Even though it opened up like my senior year as I was leaving, like literally like it opened up in April and I graduated like in May. So it was like, okay, like, and then I moved. So, but the one or two times I've been there, it's been great. Oh my God, what the fuck's that place? Oh my God. There's an Asian spot. My brain just stopped.
I'm trying to remember the last time I ate in Denton. There's a coffee shop off the square that I always like, that I always went to. But oh my that's. God.
Yeah. Oh my God, what the fuck's that Asian spot? Oh, Chopstick, Mr. Chopsticks. Yes, Mr. Chopsticks. That place fucking rules, dude.
I feel like we might have been able to just guess that name.
Sorry, I just forgot. Mr. Chopsticks fucking rules. So definitely go there if you can. You should be able to. It's really good.
That's awesome.
Some other people were mentioning Mellow Mushroom. Mellow Mushroom fucking rules. Yeah. I've definitely been there.
I thought they're a chain though, right?
I think they are a chain, but like they're in Denton, and you know they have some like pies that are like Denton oriented, you know, like they're named after like things in Denton. So but yeah, those are cool. Let's see. Next question comes from, I'm gonna fuck up your name, I'm so sorry. Bjorkna, I know, so I'm saying the right. He asks, I want to hear some things about the NBA draft 2021. I guess maybe takes that we had. I mean, obviously we did nothing because we had no picks.
You know, I the Mavericks showed some restraint, and you know, they held for their guys.
Yeah, no, we had no picks. But I think overall, I think the draft was really cool, like just like. And of course, like Shams and Woj are like spoiling it, like two draft picks ahead. That's how it's always been for the last like 2 or 3 years.
Was there a pick that you saw and just like shook, like why the hell did they sign that guy?
I
think the Spurs was the first one that.
Yeah, Spurs was like, okay, hold on, what the fuck's going on? But I think
Scotty Barnes to Toronto was one that I thought was weird too.
Because I thought they were gonna get Jalen Suggs.
Oh yeah, totally. And that's just I thought that was like,
which like great for Orlando that they got Jalen Suggs. Like that's fucking great, good for them.
Yeah.
I will say that Josh Giddey going at number six was like, holy shit, what the fuck is, what the fuck are the Thunder doing?
Yeah,
I was like. I was like, what the hell just happened? Like,
yeah.
I thought he was going to go like 10 or 11. Like, I didn't see him going that high. But I don't know, man. OKC, I guess they do what they do.
They love passing.
They did have three MVPs at one time to, you know, bury that stake into that heart.
It's just next level tanking. We're going to not pick any good players either. So we I think picks next year.
I've heard people call Josh Giddey like the Australian Luka Doncic. So I'm like, okay, like, why not? Because he's a big dude who can pass. Yeah, I mean, the draft seemed cool this year. I didn't see anything that was like, you know, maybe we should have maybe, you know, traded for a pick or maybe bought out a pick, but it's whatever. Like, things have already been happened, so no reason to dwell on it.
Yeah, it was nice seeing everyone else make the mistakes for once.
Yep. Let's see. Next question comes from King Paper. I'm assuming he's asking about Bryn Forbes or Sterling Brown. Like, who do you want? I would take Bryn Forbes if he's available.
Like, yeah, Forbes ain't bad.
Yeah, I'd take him. You know, he has a ring now. He's good. Like, you know, I know he's a former Spurs product, so he has that DNA in him, which is nice. Sterling Brown is the one that we're like really. We've been tied to for like the last day. Yeah, I'll take him too. I just don't think that he should be like that last signing we make, you know, like,
yeah,
I think that's a supplemental signing. That's not like the big one that we need to be making, but
right.
But yeah. So, oh shit. Those are actually all the questions.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Well,
listeners, thank you so much for submitting questions. Y'all are fantastic. Y'all are amazing. We appreciate y'all so, so, so much. Special thanks to Spotify Green Room for sponsoring this and the awesome network that we're on with Sports Drink. Follow us at, or you can find Ruben at Reddit Mavericks. You can find Squish at Squish41. And you can find me, Don_Denham. Check out MFFLs.com. We do write-ups on a bunch of things. We have articles coming out. Y'all have been fantastic. Be sure to, of course, write a review for us. That helps us out a whole bunch. Share this to anybody that you think is a equally nerdy and obnoxious Mavs fan. We're happy to be in those ears.
Yes,
that's not the way I thought I'd been this.
Stoked to be in that ear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's me. Bye. George Decay.
It's me.
Anyway,
a special thanks to Jerry for that ad read.
Yes, thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, that was cool.
I will say that there might be plans to do a bonus pod if we make a really big splashy, you know, move.
It'll be on Spotify Green Room.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. We'll do something. But I will say that if it's not a big splashy thing, because again, trades can't go through until like the end of the week anyway. So I'm not trades. Right. I mean, like signings can't happen. It's the moratorium, which I think is dumb as shit. I think it's the stupidest thing that we do.
Right.
And this, when it comes to free agency, but because I remember it's the reason why DeAndre Jordan was like, no, never mind, not signing here, because he had time to think about it. But yeah, we'll see.
This has been the Hoops and Improvisers podcast. Have a great rest of your week.
Later, guys.
Bye.